بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with the lessons on Muraqabah and Maut, which were delivered in this masjid by Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi last year. Yesterday we had discussed the couplets of Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majrub Rahmatullah Alayhi, in which he mentions that Tune mansab bhi agar paya to kya, that if a person has achieved a very high position in society, he's become the president, he's become a king, he's been given some position of authority, so then what is the consequence of this? In other words, that even if a person reaches the highest position in society and in the country or in an organization, then too death will come to him. So making this muraqabah, contemplating, reminding ourselves on the fact that death will come to each and every individual. And by doing this, it will keep us on track and make us realize our objective for being created. And as Hazrat Ma'anaim Sahib had mentioned with regards to dunya and how it, you know, entices a person and it makes a person heedless of his objective. It makes him forget what his purpose of being created has been. So when a person remembers his death, then you find that this person, a degree of contentment will come in him and it will assist him in curtailing this greed. So this poetry of the Ahlullah is not just merely poetry, but it is a hal, it is a condition of the heart. At present when we speak, when I speak, it is qal, it is merely on our tongues. But these pious people, when they speak, it is actually a condition of their heart, which they are then translating into their words. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says that unfortunately, he has experienced this over the years, that he had attended many, many seminars, many, many conferences over the years, and speakers would deliver excellent talks on different issues and different topics on Islam and on different bayans, on different subjects on Islam. But he said, you will see after the talk, the time of Salah would come, and many of those people who just a few minutes earlier were delivering such flowery talks on deen and on the uprising of Islam, you would find that these people would not be present for their salah. So he says that therefore there is a need, together with ilm, together with gaining the knowledge, we need to bring it into practice, we need to make amal. So therefore when we are doing this muraqabah of maut, we are discussing death or whatever lessons are being delivered, we must make niyat that immediately we must bring it into amal, we must bring it into action. So he mentions that if a person, he achieves the highest position, then what? And if a person, he acquires all the wealth of this world, then you find that even despite the fact that he is all the wealth of this world, death would still come to this person. And then he says, you'll never find that the person after he passes away, then all his assets or the oil wells that he had, then some arrangement is made for those assets or that revenue to continue coming inside his grave. Have you ever heard a person who's got a lot of wealth, then that wealth or the assets or the profits or the shares continue coming in that person's grave? This never happens. Yes, if a person on the other hand, he made true investment, that means he invested for his akhirat in this world, he did such actions, he may have left behind a pious child or taught you know, imparted some deeni knowledge, or he may have built a masjid, or contributed to some borehole, some worthy cause for the upliftment of humanity or the upliftment of deen, then this revenue will continue coming inside his qabr. This is the real investment that we should all be making. And we look at all our Ahlullah, this is what they were concerned of, preparing and investing in Akhirah. So it is important that also we develop this quality of ikhlas, this quality of sincerity when we are listening to the talks. For if we do not have the sincerity, then we find that it is like the example Hazrat Rahmatullah gives of a huge aeroplane. It has a lot of goods on it, commodities, passengers, but you find that little shoebox, there's a bomb inside this box. And that is when a person does not have ikhlas, despite all the a'mal that he is acquiring and all the effort that he is making. When there is no ikhlas, then that action is of no avail. So coming back to the muraqabah mawt which we are discussing, the preparation for akhirah has to commence in this world. We are going to be undertaking a very, very long journey. A very, very long journey. This is the first phase of our journey. After this, we still have to go a very, very long way. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali beautifully explains, he says, if a person is going from here to Sparks Road, he won't take much luggage or baggage. But if a person is going from here to Johannesburg or from here to Cape Town, he will make more preparation. The longer the journey, the more the preparation. So in the same way, we have to undertake a very, very long journey. From this world, we have to go to the qabr. From there, to the next world. And finally, we'll reach our destination. So therefore, we have to make sufficient preparation for this long journey. And the beautiful example which he mentioned, the incident of Harun al-Rashid and Bahlul. Bahlul was a person who was outwardly, he seemed like a very simple person, but he was really a true wali, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Harun al-Rashid would keep him in his court for the purpose of his nasihat, but sometimes he would take amusement from him. So once Harun al-Rashid called him and he said, Bahlul, I have this walking stick. This walking stick is meant for the most foolish person. If you find anyone more foolish than yourself, you can pass it on. So Bahlul took this walking stick and he kept it. Some time passed and Harun al-Rashid became very, very ill, very, very sick. And he was now felt like he was in the last moments of his life. So Bahlul came to visit him. And he said, what is wrong? He said, I feel now my time is up and now I have to leave this world. So he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the next world. So he said, how long are you going there? He said, when a person goes to that world, he never comes back. That journey. So he said, so have you sent your military forward? Have you sent your men forward? Have you made some preparation? So he said, no, I have not made any preparation. So he said, but you are such a person that normally when you undertake any journey, you make sufficient preparation 2-3 days in advance. You are making preparation, even though it's a journey of just 1 week, 2 weeks. But here you say you're going for a journey and you're never coming back again. What a long journey that is. And you have not made any preparation. He said, I think I have now found the person who is more foolish than myself. And then he said, this walking stick I then give over to you. But what he was doing, he was giving a lesson to everybody. And this should be a lesson for each and every one of us. That we make so much of preparation for the different journeys in this world. For the different parties or conferences or weddings, whatever it is, we make some type of preparation for it. But here we are going for such a long journey and such a difficult journey and we are not making sufficient preparation. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to bring this into our lives. So we have to make an all-out effort to abstain from sins in our life. This is the most important thing. An all-out effort to abstain from sins. So coming back to the ash'ar of Khaja Aziz ibn Hasan Majjub rahmatullah, he says, Kaise kaise gar ujaare maut ne, khel kitno ke bigaare maut ne. He says that this death is such a thing that there were so many homes, wonderful homes, palaces. But when death came, the people were in their homes and death came and spoiled the entire house. There were so many people who were involved in amusement, in play. They were laughing, they may have been dancing, they may have been partying. But suddenly when death struck, all that amusement was totally spoiled. So therefore, he says further, that therefore, pack your tiffins, pack your baskets, because the journey is very, very long. And along this journey, there will be hunger. So therefore, make sure you take sufficient, you know, as we say, patkos. Normally when we undertake a journey, we know there's garages on the way, we'll be stopping. But this journey is a very, very long journey. You need to take your preparation, you need to take your food, and you need to make adequate arrangement. We'll stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to implement this in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For the benefit of those who are not here the past two nights, we discuss now the biography of a Sahabi we select. Why the Sahaba? Because they were shining stars. Whichever one we follow, we will be guided. One riwayat, one Sahabi explains who the Sahaba were. Abarruhum quluba. They had the most pious of hearts. Wa aqalluhum takallufa. They did not live a pretentious life. They were sincere, they were genuine. Their hearts were pure, their hearts were clean, they were sincere. They were devoted, they were dedicated. They had a focus, a goal, a purpose in with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَعْمَقُهُمْ عِلْمًا. And they had profound knowledge. Their knowledge was very deep, rooted. They had true knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيهم لصحبة نبيه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Sahaba to be in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they saw every move of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every harkat, his walking, his talking, the manner in which he ate, the manner in which he slept, how he dealt with people, his akhlaq. The manner in which he looked after his wives, he treated his wives, his children, his friends, the other leaders, the other rulers, how he treated the prisoners of war. Prisoners were taken as captives, or people were taken as captives or imprisoned by the Muslims. Rasulullah ﷺ would tell the Sahaba, feed them and give those prisoners good food. He finds the Sahabi himself will just suffice on some bare minimum. Yet the person who he has taken as a captive is given better food. The Sahabi Thumama bin Usal radiallahu ta'ala in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is taken as a captive, he is tied. And every single day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and he asks him, how are you? Gives him food to eat. It's a lengthy incident. But these Sahaba saw every movement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They recorded this and they implemented this in their lives. We are going to just digress. The Sahabi we're going to talk to is Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. I think it is important. If we don't read about Sahaba, then we won't have the love of Sahaba in our hearts. And we would not know what type of lives they led. And if you don't know what type of lives the Sahaba led, you would not know how great Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was and the beautiful teachings he has left for us. Because they were in his company all the time. And just to explain, one Sahabi, Hazrat Jarir radiallahu ta'ala, many youngsters here are here. Hazrat Jarir radiallahu ta'ala, he sends his servant to purchase a horse. Servant purchases a horse for about 300 dirhams. Comes back, Jarir looks at the horse. He asks him, no, how much you paid? 300. Where's the owner? Where's the seller of the horse? So he takes him, he finds the seller of the horse. He says, brother, this horse is worth much more and I would like to give you a better offer. I'll give you more money. My servant has only paid 300, he deserves much more. So he said, I don't mind, how much you want to give me? He said, I'll give you 400. Then he says, no, I think 400 too is too less. He increases it to approximately 600 to 800 dirhams. He pays double the amount. You and I, if we make a deal, and somebody asks us, how much you paid? He says, I got it for next to nothing. Try and squeeze the person. So as he's coming back, people ask him, Jarid, how much you paid for this horse? What did you do? He says, I paid much more than what my servant had paid for. And he gives the amount. They say, you went mad, you went crazy. He says, no. I have pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I took bay'at on his hands, ala nushi li kulli muslim. You know, we talk about altruism, well wishing for the next person, to desire the best, not to deceive him in any way. If somebody comes and asks us genuinely, I'd like to buy the building, and if we know genuinely we have sound and good advice for the person, then we should advise him accordingly. But if some connection of ours wants to buy the building, so we'll put this guy off and say, no, I don't think it's a good proposition, rather leave it out. So we haven't wished well for the person. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody wanted to buy some land. And his relative also wanted to buy the land. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah was honest. He said, see, this land is very good and you should buy it. But if it was us, we would have said, no, I don't think it's good. And we rather let our relative buy that land. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in was sincere, their clean hearts. So Jarir radiallahu anhu says, I pledge allegiance, I promise my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my life I will always be altruistic, or I'll wish well for my Muslim brother. I will not deceive him anyway. So tonight we discuss Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. And Mus'ab bin Umair was another young Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was chosen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to Medina before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself made the hijrat. And he was to prepare the grounds there. There were some Ansar who had come, and there was a pledge that took place at Aqaba, and they gave full support to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They promised, you come here, we will assist you. And they said, send us a teacher. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. Now, who's Mus'ab bin Umair? Mus'ab bin Umair was from the Quraysh. He was absolutely handsome. He lived a very luxurious life. His mother had spoiled him. The best of clothing amongst the youth at that time was the clothing of Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. The best of perfumes and fragrances. They say wherever Mus'ab walked, after some time, if anybody went past through that gully, they'll know that Mus'ab bin Umair had walked past there because of the fragrance of his perfume. The most expensive of perfumes he would apply. When Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala would fall off to sleep and his mother comes with the food, she would wait, keep the food by his bedside, that when my Mus'ab will wake up, then he'll have his food to eat. His garments, his clothing was specially made for him. No other youngster had that type of outfit or clothing. But the moment he accepts Islam, a revolution takes place. He discards all the luxury in his life. When his mother comes to know he has accepted Islam, she is absolutely angry with him. She wishes to hit him, but because she has love for him, so she decides to lock him up. After some time, Allah makes it such that those people who were guarding him, somehow they became heedless, and Mus'ab manages to escape. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finally, he makes hijrah to Abyssinia. It's a long story. They come, Sahaba come back, there's rumors, things are okay in Makkah. And again, they make hijrah to Abyssinia, because the Muslims were persecuted in Makkah. And after that, he makes hijrah to Medina Sharif. When Nabi Akareem Sallam sends him to Medina. Now Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, he denounces the world. And all the pomp and glory and all the type of clothing and elegance he had in his life, the perfume, everything he gives up. Now his clothing is absolutely simple. Such an extent, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting with Sahaba in a gathering. And Mus'ab bin Umair goes past. He's got patched clothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him and cries. He says, I can remember Mus'ab, the days in Makkah, From all the youngsters, he had the best of clothing, the best of lives he lived. He sacrificed all this for the sake of Allah, and look at his clothing now. Then Nabi tells the Sahaba, how will it be? What will be your condition when there will be a time in this world when you will get so much of dunya that you will wear a different garment in the morning and you will change the garment and outfit in the evening, you will have another pair, another set of outfit to wear. Exactly our condition. You will have different types and variety of food, different dishes, not just one tarkari, different types of food. Look at our dasturkhans. And then he says, your homes will be draped with such curtain, like how the Kaaba is covered. In other words, Allah will open all the dunya for you. Sahaba became very happy. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's going to be our condition. Then we won't have to make much an effort for this world. Then نُكْفَى الْمُؤْنَى. If our dunya will be found for us, then نَتَفَرَّغْ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. Then we'll be whole day in the masjid. We'll make the ibadah for Allah Ta'ala. We won't have to work if Allah is going to give us so much. Their minds went to akhirat. That means if our dunya is taken care of, we can spend our time for the akhirat. Nabi said, no. Now, you are in a far better condition than that time that will come to this ummah when they'll have so much of dunya. Because that time will be times of fitna. And a person will be trapped by the dunya. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Now Musa ibn Umair radiallahu anhu goes to Medina. And there is a person, another sahabi by the name of As'ad bin Zurarah radiallahu anhu. As'ad bin Zurarah radiallahu anhu. Learn about the sahaba, especially the youngsters. They go to, mashallah, Muslim schools. We have enough kitabs now available in English on sahaba. Plenty kitabs. Check the authentic kitabs. Ask your teachers and ulama. There are many kitabs now. So we've got no excuse about Arabic and Urdu now. So he goes and As'ad bin Zurarah radiallahu ta'ala, the two of them, now they're inviting the people of Medina to Islam. And gradually people are accepting Islam. However, there's a huge, very big tribe, Banu Abdul Ashhal tribe. Now this tribe is a prominent tribe and there were two leaders, Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala and Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala. These two were leaders. They are busy discussing. They say this person came from Makkah and he is corrupting the minds of our people, taking them to some new religion. We must go and stop to him. So Sa'ad bin Mu'adh says, had it not been for my cousin As'ad, I would have gone and sorted this person myself. So he tells Usayd, why don't you go? So Usayd goes. He goes to stop Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala and As'ad bin Zurarah radiallahu ta'ala from preaching Islam. He's very angry. He takes his sword and goes. When they see him, they calm him down. He says, listen. You're an intelligent person. Why don't you give us a hearing? If whatever he's saying is haq, then accept it. And if you think if it is false, then you reject it, no problem. But give us a hearing first. He says, okay. So he says, the moment he hears the da'wah invitation to Islam, he accepts Islam. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh is waiting for him to come. Not knowing Usayd has accepted Islam now. So Usayd is returning, but Sa'ad looks at his face, he says, this man is coming with a different type of face now. See, when Hidayat comes to a person, Allah brings a nur on his face. He says, looks like he's deserted us and left our deen. Usayd, what's the matter? He says, you know what, I have embraced Islam. What have you done? He said, come with me, listen. So he goes angry also. Same thing happened to Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. When they explained to him, he also accepts Islam. When he comes back, his people say, Sa'ad, our leader, he looks different. He tells them, listen to me. I have no contact with you until you all embrace Islam. He gives them da'wah to Islam. That, by the evening of the day, the entire Banu Abdul Ashhal tribe accepted Islam. Now, who was Sa'ad bin Mu'adh and Usayd bin Hudayr? I just mentioned one point each, then you know what type of sahaba they were. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu, to illustrate his position in the eyes of Allah. is reciting Quran one day. Surah Baqarah. He's got his son Yahya next to him. And he's got his horse nearby. And he's busy reading, enjoying his recitation. And suddenly, some light is coming down from the sky. So the horse becomes very excited. It is almost that the horse is going to tramp Yahya. So he is afraid his son will get hurt. So he stops. This light disappears. Again he reads. Again the same thing happens. A third time it happens. Then he stops his recitation. He goes and tells. Goes to Rasulullah and tells. Inform Rasulullah. This is what happened. This is what I saw. Nabi Sallallahu says, if only you continue, these were angels coming down. And they came down because they heard your recitation of Surah Baqarah. If you continued by Fajr time, the Sahaba would have seen the angels. This is Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu. Sahab bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, just one thing we mentioned. When he passed away, the arsh of Allah shook out of joy and happiness because such a great person is coming up. 70,000 angels came down for his janazah. 70,000 angels came down to attend the janazah of Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Now who was instrumental or became the means of them accepting Islam? The same Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu who we're discussing. So Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, he sacrificed all his comfort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in Uhud, second year or third year of Hijri, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him the flag of Islam. And whilst he was fighting, suddenly an enemy by the name of Ibn Qami'ah, he strikes his right hand, so his entire right hand is chopped off. So he grabs the flag with his left hand. Then his enemy comes and chops off his left hand. Then he begins to hold the flag with the two ends of the remaining limbs of his hands. And he pushes it onto his chest. And then suddenly a spear pierces him, lunges forward, and he meets his end. He passes away as a shaheed. Because he was so handsome, and he resembled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemy thought they had killed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were all shouting that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killed. But then after some time they realized it was Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know that Mus'ab was made shaheed. So Nabi Akrim is fighting and he sees somebody like Mus'ab, exact appearance. And he tells Mus'ab, go forward. Suddenly this person turns around. I'll read this from the Arabic. فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ Malik. فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكُ. Malakun means angel. Malakun means angel. The angel turns around to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, لَسْتُ بِمُصْحَبْ I'm not Mus'ab. Nabi Kareem realizes that this was an angel who came in the form of Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu to fight on. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Then when he passed away, Nabi Kareem sees his body. He recites the ayat, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Amongst the Sahaba, amongst the believers, those who had made a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst them were those who were true and sincere, devoted, dedicated, and fulfilled the pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst them is Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. When Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala is buried, and they're giving him his kafan before he's put into the grave, the Sahaba don't have or find sufficient sheet and kafan to drape his body. When they cover his face, his head, his feet become exposed. When they cover his feet, his head become exposed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, cover his head and his entire body and put some grass on his feet. This is the condition in which he left this world. Therefore, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, once he was fasting, a nafil fast, and it was time for iftar when his servant brings for him some nice food, some type of dessert. He looks at the food, he's about to open his fast, and suddenly just gives out a cry. And he says that Mus'ab bin Umair passed away, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. He was far greater than myself. But he was given kafar in a shawl or in a sheet, in a shroud that couldn't even cover his entire body. And then he said, Hamza also was made shaheed. And Hamza was greater than me. And he also didn't have enough kafan to cover his body. He says, then the dunya has been spread for us so much, far more than what was spread before. And we have been given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. I fear it must less it happen that all our good deeds now we are being paid back in this world and we get nothing in the akhirat. He began to cry, حَتَّى تَرَكَ الطَّعَامُ, until he leaves that food, he doesn't eat that food for iftar. These were Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. He was a da'i, one who called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a mu'allim. He was a teacher. He was a person who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dearly. He loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their lives were simple. And as I mentioned in the talk after Taraweeh, because they realized the object in this world, they knew why they were created. Therefore, they did not become engrossed in the worldly and mundane activities of this world. And the focus, the tawajjuh, was always to Allah, Allah. And therefore, the true lovers of Allah, they have this pain. We say, dard dil. That, Ya Allah, as I am coming, or trying to come closer to you, it is my desire that thousands and millions must also come on the same path and reach you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. I mentioned also previously, dua. Dua is silah al-mu'min, the weapon of a believer. In one kitab it is mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then Allah puts him onto dua. You'll find he won't get tired and bored and start fidgeting and playing with his beard and wandering about. This is something very serious. If you require something from your teacher, or you require something from your boss, or you require something from a king, then you use every type of eloquent language and every type of means, and you will plead and you will beg and you will show your face, a crying face, and your desperate face, and you stretch out your hands, and you tug at the person's clothing, and you just fall onto his feet. You'll make pleas to him. You'll cry. You'll show your humility. Here we're talking about the king of all kings. And we're talking about our dunya and akhirat. So let us concentrate on our dua. Each person has got his own dua to make. So maybe some part of dua will remain silent. Each person makes his own dua also. But again, let us not give up hope, or become tired, and become frustrated. We have come here for a purpose. Now when we have come here, Allah says, Hal min mustaghfirin? Is any person seeking repentance so I can forgive? Is any person wanting tawbah so I can pardon him? Is any person, any beggar, any person wants any request so I can fulfill his request? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار. اللهم أجرنا من 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 النار. يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار وأعتق رقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وجيراننا وأولادنا من النار. Oh, my most beloved Allah. Oh, my most kind Allah. My most loving Allah. Oh, my Allah. We have come again, Ya Allah, to beg from you. Oh, Allah, in the dunya we can beg from people. Second and third time, oh my Allah, they shut the doors upon our faces. They become upset and angry, they frown and they do not want to assist. And they say, go away from here, they chase us away. Oh my Allah, but oh my Allah, you are different, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love when a person comes and begs from you, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you become angry when a person doesn't ask you. You become angry when a person doesn't beg from you. Oh my Allah. We asked you after Taraweeh, we beg from you, Ya Allah. We raised our hands, my Allah. We are present again, Ya Allah, at your court, Ya Allah, at your doorstep, Ya Allah. Faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik. Oh my Allah, we are the same fuqara, the same sa'ileen, Ya Allah. We have come again, oh my Allah, to beg again from your mercy. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us. Shower your boons and favors upon us. Ya Allah, you have given us iman. We make shukr to you, O my Allah. O my Allah, strengthen our iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. O my Allah, you have chosen us to be here present in your masjid tonight. For that we make shukr to you, O my Allah. O my Allah, after giving us a tawfiq of keeping Rosa the entire day, of reciting Taraweeh, and whatever other little programs we had durood and salat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we heard about your Sahaba Ikiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Oh my Allah, we heard about maut, Ya Allah, and one day we have to leave this world. Ya Allah, we have with your dhikr, we took your name, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are raising our hands again. After you give us all the tawfiq, you are not going to make us return empty-handed, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Allahumma la taruddana khasirin. Allah, don't make us leave this gathering as losers, Ya Allah. Young brothers have come today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have got to go to school tomorrow morning, Ya Allah. There are people who have got jobs and occupations and doctors and lawyers and so many people, Ya Allah. Ulama-i kiram have come, Ya Allah. The huffaz-i kiram, the elderly people, Ya Allah. They are all in search for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le, Ya Allah. Tu hamara banja. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the hadith of Qudsi, Ibn Adam, utlubni, tajidni. O man, search for me, you will find me. Fa in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. You found me, you found everything. Wa in fittuka fataka kullu shay. But if you miss me, you have lost everything. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. You become ours now. Ya Allah, you become ours. Ya Allah, if you become ours, everything is ours. Agar tu mera, tu sab mera. فلك میرا زمین میری اگر تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری. یو مولا یا مولانا او مولا اللہ یو او مولا یا اللہ او بلوڈ او پروٹیکٹر ون ہو شوز کیئر کنسرن فار اس یو آر دیٹ لوینگ اللہ یا اللہ دیر از نو ادر پرسن وی کین بیگ فرام یو آر عظیم یو آر گریٹ او مائی اللہ ڈو ناٹ ڈیپرائیو اس ڈو ناٹ میک اس محروم وی ہیو گاٹ فیو ڈیز آف رمضان لیفٹ. We have heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the worst person, the most unfortunate person, the most wretched, miserable, unfortunate, unlucky person, the one who is badbakht, the one who is shaqi. Ya Allah, is that person that the month of Ramadan comes and goes by, falam yughfar lahu, and he's not forgiven. Oh may Allah, do not make us among the miserable ones. Do not make us among the unlucky ones. Make us among the su'ada. Make us among the favorite ones. Oh my Allah, you've got so many of your bandas. At this very moment, throughout the world, they are in supplication, they are in ibadat. Some people are having suhoor. Some people in qiyamul layl. Some people making tawaf of your Kaaba. Ya Allah, somebody by Hajar Aswad. Somebody by Rukna Yamani. Somebody by Multazam. Somebody in Hatim. Somebody on the Mizab Rahmat. Somebody on the Mataf. Oh my Allah, your Haramain Sharifain is full, Ya Allah. There's thousands and thousands of them, Ya Allah. Somebody, so many of them standing before Raza Mubarak. People are fighting for a little tiny space in Rawdatul Jannah, Riyadul Jannah. Oh my Allah. They are so lucky there in this maqam, in those beautiful places, my Allah. But we are also in one of your houses, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, just as you have accepted the du'as of so many thousands of people tonight, accept our du'a also. Do not make us deprived, Ya Allah. In that list of your special forgiven ones, in that list of your special favorite ones, in that list of your special friends, include our names, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, if you don't put us on the top of the list, Ya Allah, even if you put us in the bottom of your special list, my Allah, we will be happy, Ya Allah. That is sufficient for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not asking you for a lot, my Allah. You are so great, Ya Allah. We just want to be in the special list of yours, Ya Allah. The list of names who you have, that they are forgiven, and you love them, and they are your muqarrab, your chosen ones, your close ones. Oh, my Allah, put us in that name, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you put us in that name, Ya Allah. Give us taqwa. We have heard so much of taqwa before Ramadan, every day of Ramadan. We are fasting and the aim of fasting should be taqwa. Ya Allah, but we do not know what is taqwa, the reality of taqwa. We haven't felt it, we haven't tasted taqwa. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, Ya Allah. You grant it, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to obey you. And Ya Allah, help us to shun all evil, Ya Allah. Do not make us victims of our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, shaitan is waiting, Ya Allah. The moment he'll be unfettered and unchained, Ya Allah. The moment the moon of Eid will be sighted and shaitan will be released, O my Allah. What is going to happen to us, my Allah? We cannot overpower shaitan. وَبِإِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ وَاللَّهُ we are overpowered. فَانْتَصِرْ Ya Allah, assist us, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. We've got shaitan to sort out. We've got our nafs, Ya Allah. Both of these two, they have ganged against us, Ya Allah. Every moment they want to lead us astray, my Allah. They want to take us away from Sirat al-Mustaqeem. We're trying to read Tahajjud. We're trying to make your dhikr. We're trying to make your tilawat. We want to be good people. We want to have good akhlaq. We want to have a good character. We want to be obedient to our parents. We try to be good to them. Oh my Allah, we become overpowered by nafs and shaitan. And when we go to speak to our parents, we speak to them in a disrespectful manner. In a disrespectful manner, Ya Allah, we rebuff them. We talk in a vulgar language, Ya Allah. We shout and scream at them. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Help us to respect our parents. Help us to respect our elders. Help us to respect the ulama, the mashayikh, and those people who are making such sacrifices for our deen. Sake, Ya Allah, our teachers, our apas, our satiza, our family members, our uncles, our aunts, our relatives, our neighbors. Help us to fulfill the right of every person, our servants, our workers, Ya Allah, those who are under us, our subordinates, Ya Allah, our wives, Ya Allah, help us to fulfill their rights, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have made us men, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have made us strong-hearted, Ya Allah. You have made us physically strong, Ya Allah. Don't make us abuse our strength on them, Ya Allah. Don't make us hurt them, Ya Allah. Don't make us become angry with them, Ya Allah. Make there be ulfat and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Peace and harmony between husband and wife, Ya Allah. In those homes which are on fire, Ya Allah, and husband and wife are not on talking terms, Ya Allah. The masoom children don't know what to do, Ya Allah, with these divorce cases or the marriages, Ya Allah, suffering. Oh, my Allah, you cause peace and unity. Ya Allah, you create the joy and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Make them live happily, Ya Allah. Make the children be the coolness of the eyes, Ya Allah. Make our children be the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, guide our youth. Guide our youth. Ya Allah, you guide our youth. You protect them from all evil. Ya Allah, if they have made mistakes, Ya Allah. If they have made some mistakes, Ya Allah. They have made some vice and committed some sin, Ya Allah. Perhaps they went, Ya Allah, to some haram place, Ya Allah. Perhaps they went to a zina, Ya Allah. Perhaps they got stuck with some pornographic material, Ya Allah. Or they have done some indecent and immoral activity or some act. Oh, my Allah. Forgive them, Ya Allah. Forgive the girls. Forgive the boys. Forgive all the youth. Ya Allah, forgive the shabab of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make them like the youth of the sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. Make them hufazi kiram, ulama, sulaha. Ya Allah, make them fill the masajid, Ya Allah. Make them be good children, Ya Allah. Make them be good, Ya Allah. Give them a good akhlaq, Ya Allah. That they are going to be the flag bearers of Islam tomorrow, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Do not make them go to the gutters, Ya Allah. Do not make them take drugs, Ya Allah. Do not make them take alcohol, Ya Allah. Help them in the varsity, in the colleges, in the schools, Ya Allah. Help them, Ya Allah. So many young girls, Ya Allah, becoming pregnant, Ya Allah. They are becoming pregnant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their parents are finished, Ya Allah. There's so many secret marriages taking, Ya Allah. There's no barakat in those marriages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, girl and boy, they elope, Ya Allah. They break the hearts of the mothers and fathers, Ya Allah. And after some time, when the girl, she becomes pregnant, Ya Allah, then they have to come and face embarrassment and humiliate their parents and humiliate the whole society, Ya Allah. Guide them before they go into that abyss of filth and haram. Ya Allah, you guide them, Ya Allah. You protect them. Protect us from the sharr of the sharir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasirin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, from the makr and fareb of our nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. You protect us from our egos, our passions, our carnal desires, Ya Allah. How long are we going to become slaves and ghulam of our whims and fancies and our filthy habits and lives, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we've got Rasulullah as our guide. We've got Quran. We've got Hadith, Ya Allah. With the press of one button, Ya Allah, Bukhari Sharif can come onto computer screens, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at times we press that button and then Bukhari Sharif appears. Hadith Sharif, we use all these things for our assignments, Ya Allah, and our projects. But on the same computer screen, Ya Allah, we press the button where filthy naked pictures come, Ya Allah. And night and we spend hours, Ya Allah, watching this pornographic material, Ya Allah. And on the cell phones, Ya Allah, we hide from our parents, Ya Allah. We hide from our teachers. We hide from the ulama. We hide from our asatiza, our family members. Oh, my Allah. We Allah, in the darkness of our room, we hide and we watch these filthy, filthy, filthy things. We become napak with those haram things, my Allah. With no frown on our face. And we take pleasure in those haram. Ya Allah, where are we heading towards, my Allah? Ya Allah, you guide this ummah of Rasulullah. We read about Sahaba. What a pure life they led. What a good life they led. A life with your, Ya Allah, qurb, Ya Allah. They had your marifat. They had your ishq, Ya Allah. They gave their lives for your sake. Ya Allah, they had your, they gave your pleasure. You guaranteed them jannat, Ya Allah. You promised them jannat in this world already, Ya Allah. Now, what is going to be our condition? What is going to be the condition of our woman folk, Ya Allah? Oh, my Allah, they are wasting their time, Ya Allah. Just applying cosmetic and perfumes and just worried about fashion and design and all going out, Ya Allah. When the husband leaves the home, the wife, she's busy in the bazaar places, in all the malls, Ya Allah. Not because she's got some necessity and need. The entire day goes, Ya Allah. Just wasting the time in gossiping and just spending the time in idle pursuits, Ya Allah. Yeah, they display their bodies, Ya Allah. for men to watch their bodies, Ya Allah. Zina is taking place of the eyes, and they're so happy to reveal their bodies, my Allah. The type of clothing the Ummah is wearing today. The woman of this Ummah, my Allah. We feel ashamed, Ya Allah. We feel ashamed, Ya Allah. There was a time, Ya Allah, there's still some elderly woman. From far as they see a ghair mahram coming. Especially if some scholar or some alim is coming. Even though they may not be in hijab. But they'll take this scarf, they'll cover their hair. They'll try and cover their face. They've got haya in them. Where is the haya of the young girls today, my Allah? Where is the haya of the woman folk today, Ya Allah? They don't care one but, Ya Allah. They want to reveal their bodies, Ya Allah. They are so proud of themselves, Ya Allah. The Saturday night is spent, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in cinemas, Ya Allah. In discos, my Allah. Ya Allah, the time has come. When the Ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when young children, oh my Allah, some of them got your kalam and majid in the seena. They've come from such pious, such good homes, my Allah. But they're actually worshipping shaitan. Ya Allah, they're believing in shaitan. Satanism is taking place, my Allah. They've forgotten you, my Allah. How are we going to save them, Ya Allah? Forgive us, Ya Allah. It is because of our responsibilities we have shirked in our duties, Ya Allah. You gave us ilm, Ya Allah. We didn't practice on our knowledge, my Allah. We didn't preach this knowledge properly, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us. Do not take us to task on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Guide these young people, Ya Allah. Bring Tawheed in our lives, Ya Allah. Bring Tawheed in our lives, Ya Allah. Remove the shirk and kufr and nifaq, Ya Allah. The hypocrisy from our lives. Eh, Ya Allah, kab tak ham, Ya Allah. How long will we live this type of lives, Ya Allah? Ramadan and Ramadan upon Ramadan passed in our lives. We heard so many bayans, nasihat, waz, majlis, zikr taking place, oh my Allah. We've got so much of Islamic material available, Ya Allah. Books upon books, my Allah. We've got no shortage of anything, my Allah. Allah, the whole world, Ya Allah, the whole world is looking to the Muslims of this country to be their role models. You've provided Darul Ulooms for us. Madaris, Makatib, you've got ulama. There are people who are so thirsty in different parts of the world, they beg ulama to come from here to spend Ramadan in their places. Ya Allah, you've given us everything, still we haven't valued anything of this. How ungrateful we have become. How ungrateful, oh my Allah, how ungrateful. The work of da'wah and tabligh, Ya Allah, is taking place. Day in, at night, there's mashura, there's fikr, there's gush taking place, talim taking place. They go door to door, my Allah. Jamaats leave their homes, their comfort, Ya Allah, so that they can worry about our deen, invite us to come to the masjid, and we chase them away, we become so angry. They're not doing this for any worldly gain, Ya Allah. They're doing it so that we can come closer to you. Mashayikh, Ya Allah, established khanqas, Ya Allah. But your zikr is taking place. They are bringing us closer to your love, Ya Allah. So many of them, Ya Allah, they gave their lives. They left us with a message. They are gone. They are in a far better condition. They are smiling in the cover. We didn't even appreciate that also, Ya Allah. When are we going to wake up from our deep slumber, my Allah? You grant us that hidayat. Give us istiqamat. Give us true knowledge, my Allah. Give us ilm nafi'. Give us ilm nafi'. Open our heart, open the locks on our hearts, open. Ya Allah, open our hearts, give a sharh sadr, expand our chest, my Allah. Fill our hearts with true knowledge. Knowledge of Quran, Sunnah, fill our hearts with your love, your marifat, your recognition, your ishq, Ya Allah. We must become mad in your love. We must be crazy in the love of you, oh my Allah. Because you are our true beloved. All the other lovers of this world, their love is false, my Allah. The love is false, my Allah. Your love is true, my Allah. You are loyal to your love. You are sincere, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, there are people who have got different type of problems. We cannot even count these problems. Ya Allah, from depression, from social problem, domestic problem, some business problem. Ya Allah, different type of enemies troubling them. Oh, my Allah, remove the worries of the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, remove the Ummat's worries, Ya Allah. Remove our pareshani, Ya Allah. Make a sudden change, Ya Allah, sudden change, Ya Allah. You have shown us in history, Ya Allah, you have shown us on the surface of this earth so many times, suddenly there was an overnight change. From zulumat to noor, from zulumat to noor, from darkness to light, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the darknesses we are in, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and now you bring noor into our lives. Give us the chain, sukoon, the itminan of the qalb, Ya Allah. Peace, tranquility, serenity. Just make us your true friends and good people, Ya Allah. Beacons of hidayat. We must become like magnets. We will attract the entire ummah towards us, Ya Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. We have spent enough time for the dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that halal earnings you giving us, help us, Ya Allah, to establish, Ya Allah, your deen, Ya Allah. For the sake of your deen, Ya Allah. Make us use it in the correct places, Ya Allah. Allahumma hdi qulubana. Oh Allah, you guide our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin. Forgive all the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever du'as we have, whatever requests we have, Ya Allah, there are different people requested. Make du'a for this problem of mine. Make du'a for that. Ya woman folk, ya our mothers, our sisters, our elders. In the community, there's so many different people, Ya Allah. People who are striving in your path, Ya Allah. The people who are fighting for your sake, Ya Allah, for this upliftment of your deen, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, they're not doing it for name and fame, Ya Allah. To unki barpoor nusrat farma. Ya Allah, those who are striving in your path, the mujahideen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the zalimeen, Ya Allah, you remove them, Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, Ya Allah. Give hidayat to the entire world, Ya Allah. Make them realize that Islam is the only religion. Islam is the true religion. Islam is the loving religion. We don't like to kill any person. We don't take any innocent person's lives. We love people. We have good character. We show people how to deal kindly with people. How to treat our neighbors kindly. How to treat our workers kindly. How to smile at people. To be a loving nation. Not the picture that the West has created and the bad picture and image that is given to Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our doings that this image has been portrayed, oh my Allah. Show them the truth of Islam now, Ya Allah. That every hope in the entire world, there must be Islam, Islam, Islam. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Especially our Hazrat Mawlana, rahmatullahi alayhi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give him ala iliyin, the highest place in Jannah, Ya Allah. Highest place in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the whole world, Ya Allah. The whole world, Ya Allah. The whole world is suffering this loss, Ya Allah. Different countries, Ya Allah. Different ulama, different mashayikh, Ya Allah. Your close ones, Ya Allah. Everybody has got the same message, Ya Allah. Each one is feeling this loss, Ya Allah. We didn't realize who we had with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't make qadr of them. Ya Allah, now when he is gone, Ya Allah, now we lament. Ya Allah, now we are crying. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, for not making qadr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now Allah, help us to implement all the good teachings he left for us. In the same masjid, Ya Allah, on this very night, Ya Allah, he would sacrifice all his comforts, Ya Allah. Hardly anything to eat, Ya Allah, but he would smile and see to every person, Ya Allah. See to every person need, Ya Allah. He never chased any person away, Ya Allah. He never said no to any person, Ya Allah. He had time for the biggest to the smallest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of his beautiful character, Ya Allah. And this is the teachings of your Shariat, Ya Allah. The character of Rasulullah Paak Salas and the Sahaba Ikram. Oh, my Allah, it is not our desire to mention and glorify and mention his praises, but my Allah, it is for Ibrat, Ya Allah, there are so many young ones here. So many elderly, so many educated ones, the ulama, the scholars, Ya Allah. Help us to become true leaders, Ya Allah. And imbibe the same akhlaq, Ya Allah. Make us have a gentle character, Ya Allah. Help us to serve your ummah, Ya Allah. Help us to serve your ummah, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, that little child also who was his neighbor, Ya Allah, who just scribbled on that page, Ya Allah, because he had the desire to send Mawlana a letter, oh, my Allah. The child was so pleased when he receives a letter. Ya Allah, a letter addressed to him that may Allah make you a good hafiz and alim. And even a chocolate and even some money was sent to him. This was the akhlaq of Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali. The child was so happy, so happy. Now the child desires that he will see Mawlana in Jannah, O my Allah. Ya Allah,
We ask you, Allah, the companionship of our beloved Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannat. Your awliya'i kamilin siddiqeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hose kosar from the Mubarak hands of our beloved Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't make it be such when we go there. We are told, suhqan, suhqan, away, go away, go away from you. You're not from my ummah. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the true ishq of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we wish we were at Madinah Sharif at this moment, may Allah. So beautiful, so peaceful, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant every person Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Don't leave anybody behind, may Allah. Grant us both in Madinah Sharif, may Allah. Ya Allah, what a ni'mah standing before the Rosa Mubarak and making salat and salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making salam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, making salam to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, visiting the people of Baqi, the Anwarahat, Ya Allah, in your Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tajalliyat is coming on the Kaaba, watching the Kaaba, making tawaf, oh my Allah, drinking zamzam. This Mubarak places take us again and again, my Allah. Ya Allah. That one iftar in Madinah Sharif, oh my Allah. Grant the people of Makkah and Madinah barakat, my Allah. Grant them barakat. Especially the people of Madinah Sharif, Ya Allah. That we are still entering the Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These young children come and grab our hands to sit on their dasarkhan, to partake of their deeds and their zamzam and their food and their bread and their yogurt and their milk. So, Ya Allah, what a generous heart. They don't ask us for 1 cent, my Allah. They don't even ask us for name and address so that they have some ulterior motives. Nothing. Masoom children grabbing our hands just like Sahaba Ikram, my Allah. Grant them barakat in their lives, Ya Allah. Give them barakat in their rozi, Ya Allah. Give us those qualities, Ya Allah. We can't even feed any guest, any stranger today, Ya Allah. We are not hospitable anymore, Ya Allah. We have lost all these teachings of Sharia. Everything we have forgotten how to become insan, my Allah. We don't fulfill the rights of our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. It is a shame that the non-Muslims have teach us about our Islam, my Allah. Islam is just in a book form, kept in a shelf or in the computer and file and stored, my Allah. Help us to display Islam. Make the sunnah of Nabi Kareem come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the sunnah come into our lives, my Allah. Make the sunnah come into our lives. Give us true understanding and faham of the Quran in Majid. Make us understand the tafsir of the Quran. Make us practice the Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us appreciate those people who are serving the deen instead of finding faults every day and mocking the ulama and the scholars, Ya Allah, and finding faults. Ya Allah, make us realize that we are spoiling the ummah like this. We are corrupting the minds of the young innocent ones. Ya Allah, help us. Ulama will go away from this world one after that. Like debris and scum, we will be left. And those same people who are misleading the people, they will be like the scholars, oh my Allah. Protect us from the fitna of such miscreants and such people who are causing havoc in Sharia, my Allah. Protect us, guide us. Ya Allah, guide us. Guide the ulama. They are making mistakes. We are weak, Ya Allah. You guide us. We are asking you, Ya Allah. We are human beings, my Allah. Don't make it be such. We don't practice in your deen. Otherwise, we are like donkeys, Ya my Allah. With books on our back. Oh my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. The punishment for the ulama will be the scissors of fire because we preach the truth but we do not practice. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we have got apas and asatiza who taught us in the maktab. They have left this world. Grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Through their efforts today, we are able to read Quran and Hadith. Oh my Allah, there are so many people whose ihsan is upon us. Who look after us, who care for us, who worry about us. And worry about the deen. Ya Allah, you forgive them, give them barakat, oh my Allah, give them barakat in the shops, in the businesses, in the homes, Ya Allah, in the families, Ya Allah. You give them whatever they want, Ya Allah, the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Oh my Allah, we don't want to go from you, Ya Allah. We are enjoying asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just give us whatever we require. Ya Wahhab, hablana min ni'ami dunya wal akhirah. Innaka antal Wahhab. Ya Allah, bless us with Qadr tonight, Ya Allah. Well, every night it seems so peaceful, so serene, Ya Allah. We do not know what it feels to, what it feels like when Jibreel Islam comes down and makes salam to the person engaged in ibadat, Ya Allah. We don't know what type of feeling it is, my Allah. Give us that feeling tonight, my Allah. Make Jibreel Islam come down with all other angels, Ya Allah. It is mentioned in your kalam, Ya Allah. Tanazzalul malaikatu wa ruhu fiya. Bi idni rabbi min kulli amrin salam. Oh, my Allah, make Jibreel Islam make salam to us, my Allah. Make the angels make salam to us, Ya Allah. Grant us Laylat al-Qadr, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Ya Azim, Ya Azim. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Don't disgrace us, don't humiliate us, Ya Allah. زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم ارضنا وارض عنا والله please my Allah become happy with us ترازي بنجا ترازي بنجا رحمتك نرجو رحمتك نرجو رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك وجنة يا الله become pleased with us tonight my Allah يا الله if all these years you were not pleased with us you were not as it does make us maaf يا الله but tonight you have to become pleased with us يا الله you have to become pleased with us يا الله you have to become pleased with us my Allah please my Allah you have to become pleased you are going to become pleased with us يا الله for ever and ever, my Allah. Otherwise, what are we going to do, Ya Allah? We will be from the people of Jahannam then, Ya Allah. We do not want to go near Jahannam. We don't want to see Jahannam. Take us away, far away from Jahannam. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, without any hisab kitab. Make us cross through Sirat to the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, our amal, our good deeds, make it outweigh our bad deeds. Don't make there be any bad deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the kalima come onto the scale of good deeds. And Ya Allah, make the registers of good deeds be so heavy, my Allah. It will outweigh any sayyat, any bad deed, my Allah. Help us to fulfill the rights of every person. Hukukul ibad, oh my Allah. Don't make it be such that we are about to enter Jannah. When people will come and they'll take away all our good deeds because we usurped their property. Ya Allah, there were miras was distributed. Or a person passed away. There was a disease and mayit in our family. And we did not give the correct distribution of the inheritance, oh my Allah. So many people, Ya Allah, they deprived their sisters in this world. They did not give their sisters their right share. So many people didn't give yatim children their share. Oh my Allah, forgive us. Help us to make amends in this world before we close our eyes and fulfill the rights of every person, oh my Allah. If we hurt any person, we injure any person, if we slander any person, we made khibat of any person, tu maafarma, Ya Allah, tu maafarma. Give us the courage to pick up the phone or go to the person's home and embrace him and ask him for forgiveness, my Allah. Now you're going to make us united, Ya Allah. Make us ek and nek, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts. Unite the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, unite us, Ya Allah. Grant us Laylat al-Qadr. Ya Allah, grant us your maghfirat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين